to
The Crash Report! The Crash Report! The Crash Report!
My name is Eric.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Micah.
Sean, I'm so happy it's football season.
Yeah, man, me too. Big time.
This has been a really, really long off season.
So long.
So long we've not really recorded much.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to, you know, start off right with the elephant in the room. Eric and I recorded an episode. What was it, probably?
Early August, late July.
Yeah. And then we finished. We went like an hour and a half, and it was a great episode. And I realized my recording software stopped like 10 minutes in. So we didn't have an episode, and it really bummed me out. And then we got really busy. But yeah, football's starting. So we're really excited, and, it was just off season chunk anyways, but,
shit happens, you know?
Yeah.
Especially, exactly. You know, since we get paid millions of dollars to do this.
Right. Yeah. I had to take my Ferrari in to get it detailed.
I will say that it was because of the off season, it wasn't the worst thing in the world.
Right.
But we're,
yeah, if it was like a season game, we probably would have just redid it.
Oh, absolutely.
Sucked
yeah.
it up.
Yeah.
Sean,
have we ever missed a season, like an actual game?
I think individually here and there we have.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But I don't think the Crush Report's ever missed a game.
Right, right.
Now, how long we've taken to get an episode out, that's a different story.
Well, we weren't talking about that, okay?
Yeah. It still came out. That's the point.
Right. But I will say, now that it's the beginning of the season, Sean and I have our fantasy draft tomorrow night.
Right.
And I think we're ready to go full throttle with the Crush Report.
The Crush Report.
And Sean, please, if you cannot copy me, that would be great.
Son of a bitch.
I think, well, Sean and I have a lot to talk about this episode. We do plan on trying out some different things to stay interactive with Twitter and the mm-hmm. fans and whatnot.
We started doing video stuff over the off season.
Right.
We want to do some live streams. Continue to do that, definitely during the season as well. We started doing like a what we call an extra point, kind of like video update kind of thing
mm-hmm.
when something big happens. All that stuff we want to keep doing. Who knows? Micah might come back for an episode or something, or maybe the whole season. Who knows? But we definitely want to have some guests, Eric's brother back on again.
Right.
Yeah, we have a lot of big things planned for the season. We actually had a meeting a little while back, midsummer, about all the cool things that we want to do. So definitely looking forward to it.
We're on it, guys. We're on it.
Yeah, we are.
And I will say, as crazy as life gets, I don't think Sean and I we've not missed anything, so...
Yeah.
We're still Bronco junkies as usual.
The Broncos are still in Colorado.
Right, right. We have not lost our team to Las Vegas yet.
Yeah, yeah. We get to talk about all the exciting preseason stuff this episode, and we're going to definitely give our preseason predictions.
Right.
Like our official, these are what we're thinking is going to happen this season. So.
Right.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about, man. Some of the other stuff that's happened kind of in the off season leading up to this, we talked about this on the Forever Lost episode that no one will ever hear, but we both really got into this show called All or Nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
So good.
It's so good.
It was amazing.
There's, without a doubt, you must stop what you're doing and go watch it on Amazon Prime.
After you listen to this podcast.
After you listen to this, yes.
Then go
must.
Do that.
Right. I will say, though, that Sean, I got a little bit of the Broncos. And maybe it's like, maybe I was kind of reading into things. But I don't know. Should I go into it now? Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Please do.
So the first season is with the 2015 Cardinals, and that's the season where if they had beat the Panthers in the NFC Championship, we would have played the Cardinals in the Super Bowl. Which, after watching that season, I was a little bit more afraid of us playing the Cardinals than the Panthers who we played. Fantastic season, great storyline. Sucks that there's a spoiler, spoiler alert. They don't do it. They don't go to the Super Bowl. We do, and we won.
Yeah, in case you didn't know what happened
in 2015. In real life. Largest sports parade ever, I think, right? Something like
it's
that.
It's huge. Yeah, absolutely.
And but this year's was the Rams, and they went through all of their quarterback issues with Case Keenum and Jared Goff. This is the 2016 Rams. And God.
Right.
John Hamm's voice is so sexy.
Right? So I don't know if it's the same film crew or if they just buy it, if they all own each other or whatever. But it was all the same footage, I'm assuming, that was from Hard Knocks.
Right. Because they had Hard Knocks for the Rams for the preseason last year.
Right, last year. And then this came out this year, which it seems like it's about a year behind. But yeah, you see a different side than Hard Knocks. So they definitely had to either purchase all the footage and try to tell a different story with it, or had their own cameras included. Eric made a really good observation that it was more of like a coaching front office perspective.
Yeah, this season was for sure.
Yeah, whereas like Hard Knocks is definitely more of like a rookie player
perspective.
Yeah. The only time you really see the coach, I mean, you see coaches and stuff through it, and you see like the most of it does definitely seem that it's like about the rookies trying to make the team,
right?
That struggle and new players and all this stuff. But obviously, I mean, the Rams was such a great team to pick for from like a perspective of like them moving and everything. That was a big deal. I mean, the team's not very good, but that side of it made really interesting stories. So
right. Well, and I will say more so, and this is where I kind of read into it probably too much. Their quarterback situation made me think about our quarterback situation, and I boil it down to nervousness. And I know we got an episode out where Sean and I had talked about betting on who the starting QB will be, whether or not it'll be Paxton Lynch or Trevor Siemian. And I have no problem saying that it is not Paxton Lynch. And I can't imagine
why you would say that.
From the three preseason games, it's just been an unmitigated disaster for Paxton Lynch.
Right.
Bunny Trail, I'm on the Kyle Sloter train. Bandwagon, if you will.
Man, I really wish we had that lost episode now, because you were just kissing Paxton Lynch's ass the whole time.
Absolutely. And I will admit that I was absolutely wrong, Sean, and I owe Sean a beautiful IPA from a local brewery that we're hopefully going to record at some point. But yeah. I will say that Sean, you were absolutely right, and I have no problem taking that L, giving you the W for that. Yeah.
For sure.
But
for you guys that might not know, we actually made a bet on that lost episode.
I think
that was the episode, right?
They heard that one. They heard that one.
They heard that one?
Yeah, the episode that didn't come out, I reaffirmed my passion for Paxton Lynch.
Yeah.
And you know what? We got to see him, and that's what, I think all of us wanted, is we wanted to see what he was really made of. Clearly, sure, he's not made for the NFL. I have no problem labeling him a bust. Probably number two for John Elway. I would say, I guess, Noshon to me. Noshon wasn't necessarily a bust, but we didn't win a Super Bowl ring with Noshon. So, that said, the all or nothing season, they changed horses midstream, and that's what I'm more concerned about more than anything this season is. Are we going to, and Sean, I'll ask you this. Do you think that we're going to end up Are we going to have two quarterbacks over the course of 16 games?
Well, I mean, we're going to have three quarterbacks for the first, probably 3 or 4 games, right? I mean,
in this season?
Yeah, technically.
But I'm just saying, like, who's our starting QB? We know that it's Trevor Siemian, right?
Trevor Siemian, for sure.
Now, yeah. Paxton Lynch is hurt right now, and most likely he'll be back for game two. But does Kyle Sloter make a dent in Trevor Siemian's life?
I don't think so. I think he's, like, a solid backup for right now. I mean, I think I don't think he has anything to worry about, to be honest.
I'll still say, and I think I said this in the episode that didn't get out, but I still don't think Trevor Siemian is a Super Bowl quarterback. And I can't remember if you agreed or disagreed with me on that, but maybe time has changed your opinion anyway. What do you think?
No, I still think I'd say he's a Super Bowl quarterback. Is he the greatest in the league? By far, not right now. I think he's got some growing to do. He's very young, very inexperienced to this point. But yeah, I think he has a lot of potential, man. I don't think we're seeing the best of Trevor Siemian yet of his career.
I am in total disagreement that he's a Super Bowl worthy quarterback.
Okay. I hope you're wrong.
Oh, I hope so. I hope I'm totally wrong. I've come to the conclusion that my preseason outlook for the whole season, for the regular season, I think it's changed quite a bit.
Okay. Well, we're definitely gonna get into that.
Yeah, yeah.
So wait, what were you saying though? Like, what was your comparison just because how they switched quarterbacks?
Yeah.
And where you saw the Broncos potentially being in that same boat?
Yeah. I think the Rams went like 6-0 or 6-1 those first 6 or 7 games. And from there, it was just downhill for them.
Sure.
And that's what I'm concerned with is I think Jared Goff was set up to fail. And I don't know. Maybe that sounds mean, but I'm concerned that we're going to do that. Not only with someone like Paxton Lynch or Kyle Sloter, but also Trevor Siemian. I think if we have Trevor Siemian starting, I think he should start every game this season.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I think he should start every game this season. Trevor Siemian, that is, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, outside of something happening where we do go 6-0 or something like that. Like,
right.
Obviously, then there should be a change. But until he proves that he's not worth that spot or that there is actually some better option, I think he should for sure.
Right. And I'm worried that they're not going to do that.
I feel like they will. I feel like after seeing the way Paxton Lynch played and him being hurt now, I don't see them really leaning on him very much. I think he's, again, going to be a solid number two. And then, God forbid, if something happens to Trevor Siemian, I think we have an okay backup to fill in some spots. I know that there's been, like, lots of different talks about what we could do, possibly blah, 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 all this other stuff. At this point in the game, it's Trevor Siemian for sure. And I think it's going to be that way throughout this whole season.
Yeah, and I guess I have less of an issue with that than I do going with obviously Paxton Lynch, but yeah, the idea of us changing quarterbacks halfway through, it just makes my stomach just churn. I just don't like the idea of that.
I mean, do you really feel like Kyle could step up into that role ever?
So here's the thing: like, I think I heard like a bunch of guys like media guys talk about how Elway should give Paxton Lynch the opportunity to go ahead and just have, take the reins and whatnot. And those guys have absolutely pulled back. But the way that they're lobbying for Kyle Sloter compared to Paxton Lynch is far different, because we have game tape and film of Kyle Sloter. If I'm not mistaken, with a handful of the ones, and then definitely the twos, and to me that makes a huge difference. Knowing that we have some concrete evidence that Kyle Sloter could actually pull this off, that makes a big difference in my mind. So, that's why I'm on. If I see that, you know, these guys are on the gravy train of Kyle Sloter, then I feel like there's a worthy cause for us too as well.
Sure. Well, this is where it comes back to for me, where you've said, like you said with Jared Goff, that you felt like he was set up to fail. Mm. I feel like for some reason, and I don't know if it's just to make news or whatever, like people have such a bug up their ass about Trevor Siemian because they feel like he can't do it or whatever. Like they just want something different to talk about. So I feel like they are kind of setting him up to fail in a way. Like I feel like if you don't support, give him support and show him that he could be the guy, then like maybe, you know, there's a part of that could be affecting him to the point, who knows if he's listening to anybody out there or talking, definitely not listening to us, obviously,
right,
but
right.
Listening to the media or whatever, I think it would get kind of old to be like, fuck, dude, like, do you not think I could do it? Because like every time something like, it's Paxton Lynch, he's going to be the savior, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Paxton Lynch is hurt. Oh, Kyle, he's going to be the savior. Oh, well, maybe if Kyle's not here, maybe we can bring back Mark Sanchez. Like, there's always, like, a search for something different instead of giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, his due.
Yeah, he's pulled our team out of the fire a few times back in the Peyton Manning days. I mean, I think he's earned the right to be called the starter and to have a full season where he's not like any controversy or bullshit or fighting for his job constantly. I think we should just support him. I don't know. It's just getting old to me, I feel like.
I would agree. But I mean, Sean, doesn't it say something when all these guys are questioning his abilities?
I don't know, man. I don't feel like anybody's questioning. I feel like they're just uplifting other people. Like
they're
usually
looking for something sexier.
Yeah, yeah, like it's usually like they don't even bring him up in the conversation.
I would
like,
agree.
They
with
just
that.
Like it's just news. It's just bullshit news. Fake news.
I knew it was gonna get in there somehow.
Yeah, it's fake news.
I don't disagree. I think he's a capable quarterback, but I don't think he's special. I think he's kind of middle of the road, mediocre kind of guy.
I say we have faith in him and allow him to try to be.
But that doesn't mean you can't have faith in him. It doesn't mean that, like, I just want to be told. And that maybe this is Elway's, you know, fault. You know, maybe he needs to come out after this game. By the way, we're recording during the Cardinals Broncos
yes.
preseason game. Maybe after this game, Elway needs to come out. Elway himself, and not just Vance Joseph, but Elway himself come in and say, hey, we're doing this. We're going to go all 16 games with him. You know, essentially, fuck you if you don't like it. Because right.
Maybe that's part of it, because they're not really throwing their support behind him either.
Right.
At least vocally.
Right.
Maybe they are internally, but yeah, that would definitely help out.
And so that's what I'm saying is, like, there's not a big reason for me to like Trevor Siemian.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a 9-7 quarterback. Yeah, he sat behind Peyton Manning. I mean, there's a lot of guys who sat behind great quarterbacks that didn't amount to anything.
Sure.
And maybe that's why Kyle Sloter looks sexy as of right now, and Paxton Lynch looks sexy, you know, last month or whatever it was. But I just want my quarterback to look sexy.
Yeah.
And Trevor Siemian does not look sexy. Like,
yeah, not like Paxton Lynch.
Hey, I gave you that one. I'm not arguing with that one. But I wanted to see, like I said, I wanted to see what Paxton Lynch had, and now we know. We know that he doesn't have anything.
But I feel like we saw the same thing last year, and people still didn't buy into it. He played the exact same way he did last preseason, and
I'm not
the same way
that.
He did when he played in the season.
I'm not
it's
arguing
like it's
that.
Not going to change.
I'm not arguing that, but I'm saying that, like, we were 9-7 with essentially a Trevor Siemian quarterback the entire year. I mean,
right.
Paxton Lynch is 1-1, so that's
but
mediocre.
With a shitty offensive line. I will agree with that.
And maybe that's what it is. Maybe we all need to see all of the Pistons running at the same time, which we haven't seen and you won't see until probably week four.
Right.
And maybe that's what it is. And, I mean, I was going to bring up, when we go through the records, Jeff Legwald put out his predictions for the season. And I'm actually kind of surprised. I feel like he was kind of generous with some of it, considering who our quarterback is. But we can talk about that later. But I want to know what we have. And we won't know until Elway and or Vance Joseph gets up and says, you know, this is what we're doing. So, I don't know. Sean, I owe you a beer. You were right. I was wrong. Trevor Siemian is our starting quarterback, which I'm okay with. I wish it was someone else.
Paxton Lynch.
I wish we could go back to, what was that, the 2013 draft? Was it 2013?
Yeah.
2012 draft and get, not Trevor Wilson, Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, oh, well. I don't know.
That's what it is.
Maybe, I don't know. You know, you never know what will happen. Trevor Siemian gets hurt and Kyle Sloter goes in and we win a Super Bowl with Kyle Sloter. Or we trade and we get someone amazing. We trade and we get Tom Brady or something. I don't know.
Tom Brady. Yeah. I heard he was looking for a new team.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He was. He said he had enough of this shit. He was out. So.
Tired of these hoodies?
Yeah.
Give me something real. I don't know. Sean, let's go over the preseason thus far.
All right. So the first preseason game we had against was the Bears. The Bears. And we won.
Bears.
24-17. What'd you think of that game?
Kind of a shitty game.
Yeah.
Very shitty for our offense. Mm-hmm. Great Chris Harris pick. I have no qualms with our defense. Like, I mean, I don't even know what to say with our defense. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're phenomenal.
I don't know how we're, you know, not in the top three for points not allowed. I don't know what that stat is called specifically, but mm-hmm. Looking at all three games, we kept everyone under 17 points, which is like absolutely par for our course. It's like, you know, with the players that we have, it's kind of plug and play, I feel like, with defensive coordinators. I was worried with when we lost Wade, but clearly I think we're on the right track.
I would 100% agree with you.
I want to also highlight Isaiah McKenzie and D'Angelo Harris. They both had touchdowns. One was from Kyle Sloter. Just want to point that back. D'Angelo Henderson got a 41-yard run. That was the last touchdown. That's what cinched the game for us. So both of those guys, I'm very impressed with. I really like some of the new faces that we have on this team. Veteran or not, I really like the new faces that we have on this team.
Yeah, I would say definitely impressed so far with a lot of the new faces for sure.
Should move on to the Niners.
49ers.
Oh, real quick, Bears, Broncos, Broncos 24, Bears 17.
Yeah, I said that already.
Oh, okay.
Don't copy me. Don't copy me.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah.
I sound like a caveman.
Remember when I used to mock Micah? I'm a soul Micah. I am a Micah. All right. 49ers, 33-14.
Real quick, Sean, the score for that game was 33-14 Broncos.
Was it? The score is at 33-14.
I went from caveman to samurai.
Yeah. Samurai caveman.
Sean, what impressed you with that game?
I have to say, through the course of the preseason, I've been pretty impressed with Jamaal Charles.
Right, right. This was where he kind of came to life, right?
Yeah, yeah, I would say. Kind of showed that he actually might have a spot on this team.
Right. Also, Stephen Ridley, too.
Yeah, for sure. I think this game really clinched Trevor Siemian for me.
Right.
It's like, I mean, I always knew it. I mean, my heart knew it, but now my mind knew it. He really lit up pretty well, I felt like. Yeah, man.
I really appreciate it. So Sunshine had a TD on this in this game. Juwan Thompson and CJ Anderson had touchdowns. Let's see. Taylor was the only one who had a touchdown on this one. But Marlon Brown, who I think is a number, I think three right now on the depth chart. Receiver caught two passes for 32 yards. He was our number one receiver for that game. I like, here's the thing, Sean, is like, I feel like if we can get a quarterback going in the right direction, I feel like we have a shot at something real.
Yeah.
I feel like we're really, really deep with young talent on our offense now.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, man. I feel like that. My worries and concerns filled pretty short up after that game, I felt like.
Right. Right. I'm trying to think. I think it was the next game that was the big defensive game. Yeah, I think it was the Packers game that I was thinking of. But, yeah, with this game, I'm just really happy we scored. I know that the Niners are a bad team, but during preseason, I feel like a 33-14 win is how it should be.
Right.
If we're going to have that kind of preseason, I'm hoping that's telling of the regular season as well.
Yeah.
So, and then more recently, the Packers game.
Mm-hmm.
Takeaways from that?
Paxton Lynch has weak shoulders.
I would agree.
Elbows? What did he hurt? His shoulder, right?
Shoulder.
His throwing shoulder.
And it seemed kind of like a baby, like...
Yeah.
Injury. Like... Yeah. Real quick, I wanted to throw out some stats for quarterbacks since we're talking about them.
Okay.
Kyle Sloter had better numbers than Trevor Siemian in the first game, but that's because he played far more than Trevor Siemian did.
Right.
Paxton Lynch did
which
terrible.
Which is always going to be the case during preseason.
Right. That 49ers game, Trevor Siemian was 8 of 11, Kyle Sloter was 7 of 7, and Paxton Lynch was 9 of 13. Mm-hmm. And the average yard per pass to me is super important. Trevor Siemian averaged 8.5, so that's catch and then also anything after the catch. And then Kyle Sloter was 7.1. Paxton Lynch was 3. Just abysmal.
Yeah.
Packers game. Our defense. This was the game where I think someone had 3 sacks or something. I got to look that one up. One of the new guys had, like, 3 sacks.
Oh, okay. Can't remember.
Hunter Sharp, not related to Shannon, had a touchdown in that game. Paxton Lynch had a fumble. Shelby Harris, he's the guy. Shelby Harris, I think he's a tackle. 3 sacks on... 1 sack on... what's the mustache? He's got the mustache now. Double check down guy.
Yeah.
Hasn't won the Super Bowl in a couple years. Anyway.
Yeah.
And then 2 on their backup. So I'm telling you, man, this defense is looking superb.
Yeah.
Like statistically they're spectacular.
For sure. Potentially could be the best defense in the NFL again.
Ooh. I'm definitely going to say top 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and out on a limb and say top 3. Real quick, going back to quarterback stats for this game, Paxton Lynch was 1-for-2 before he got pounded to the earth. Kyle Sloter was 4-of-7, 7 yards per pass average. Siemian was 13-of-22. Slaughter's rating was gigantic, but he played far fewer downs. Simeon played most all of that game, and then they ran the ball afterwards. Mm. Yeah, Jamal Charles came out in this game as well. D'Angelo Henderson, C.J. Anderson. I feel really good about our running back, Sean.
Yeah, super strong. Super strong this year. I really feel like Jamal Charles, outside of what he brings to the field, I think he's brought a lot of just his veteran attitude
right
to that. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it kind of just shows up a lot in the other players right now, so...
Yeah, and we need some offensive leadership. I think that would be another thing too for me, Sean, is that if Trevor Siemian stepped up to be kind of more of a vocal quarterback,
sure,
I would appreciate that.
Yeah,
but that's
a hard line to walk, man. When you're that young and you're still trying to kind of earn your place,
I'll give you that. Yeah,
and he's always been quiet. I mean, I don't think I heard him say more than like three words the first season he played. So
right. Oh yeah, absolutely. I'll give you that. Yeah. Like I said, I would just like that. To me, that would explain a little bit more of sure. who he is as a quarterback to the public.
Yeah.
Because I think we want to know who he is, and I don't think we know who he is.
Who are properly. You?
So yeah. Let's move on. Okay, so real quick, I'm watching the game on the side, and we actually got a sack or a safety, so yeah. We're down by two to the Cardinals. Which I don't think Simeon is playing. I don't know. I haven't looked yet.
No, I'm sure he's not.
I've only seen defense, but.
Packers, Broncos. We won 2017.
Correct.
Shocker, Aqib Talib got in a fight.
Yeah, with his own who was that? Todd Davis.
Todd Davis.
They kind of gave that explanation after the game of like, oh, it's because we're competitive and
yeah,
we're excited to play and stuff, which kind of to me is like a bullshit kind of line, but I'll take it. Like, I'm sure. Okay with that. Like, if you want to say that, then that's what it is, and, you know.
Aqib Talib's a hothead, that's for sure.
Right, and I think that's, to me, more of what the issue is that I think
he's, like, the right amount of hothead for the Broncos.
Right, right.
Like, I feel like we don't have a lot of, like, dirty, nasty players, and I feel like he's, like, the guy that still keeps the edge for the Broncos on that side.
So. Right. Let's talk about some of these players real quick. We got a list of guys that we can talk about. Let's go ahead and take care of TJ Ward since we're on DBs and cornerbacks and safeties and whatnot.
Sure.
The TJ Ward trade rumors.
Yeah.
Going
like crazy.
Crazy, man.
I've heard people like flat out say he's expected to be gone by next Saturday. And then I've heard flat out people say this is all just bullshit. So.
Right. And which makes it complicated and... leaves fans kind of in the dark, but even with that, I have a feeling it comes down to money.
Sure. I mean, like, you know, they're having to carry three quarterbacks, which they definitely were not planning on doing, I don't think.
Right. Well, and on top of that, I think, especially on an active roster.
Right, yeah.
And on top of that, I think TJ Ward, to me, he's definitely aging. Which that's fine, but more so, he's still an active player who is a very quality player, and I think that's going to cost us money in the near future. I think he's up for a contract. I need to go look at contract stuff, but I think to alleviate some of the costs that are in for the future, especially because I'm trying to think of his name, Carter. His last name is Carter. Jamal Carter. There's another DB or safety or someone who's right behind him who's brand new, who can fill the spot, who's capable, very capable. Justin Simmons is also available too, and so I think it's sad to say, but we may not see the rushing that we've seen from the safety position, or sorry, excuse me, the blitzing that we've seen from the safety position
right Which is unfortunate, man. I think he's done a phenomenal job.
Right, and I think it adds to our defense, too.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's not, like, the biggest blow in the world.
Right.
If anything happens, I mean, I hope he at least gets traded and not just cut, which could definitely happen.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's unfortunate. So those tough decisions, man. You got to make them sometimes.
Right. And, I mean, that's the nature of football.
Yep.
Yeah, it kills me, man. I hate stuff like that. But he might be out, and we'll all have to move on. But let's talk about some other guys, get through some of these guys. Jamal Charles. I want to add Stephen Ridley to this, too. Two veteran running backs that we picked up. Impressed with Jamal Charles, Sean?
I am, man. I feel like he has definitely brought more than I thought he had left in the tanks. So,
right.
Definitely earned his spot, for sure.
Would you rather see him or Stephen Ridley on the team? Is that a tough one?
That is a tough one. I still lean towards Jamal Charles, I would say.
Okay.
How about you?
I think I might go Stephen Ridley just because of Jamal Charles' knees. Ridley's play a little bit more. It's preseason, so who really cares? But by the way, real quick, D'Angelo Henderson has had the most yards and the second most carries this season or this preseason. He does not have he's pretty much got the longest, most yards, like, average. He's averaging 5.5 yards per carry, which is fantastic. I'm looking. Okay, so we got D'Angelo Henderson, C.J. Anderson, which we know what C.J. can do. He's probably going to be our number one. Stephen Ridley, Juwan Thompson, who I hope he makes the team again this year. I think he's still a special, special running back. Jamal Charles, and Devontae Booker's hurt, so I think he's on the PUP list, or he actually might be on IRL, but our running game is deep.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we usually do a pretty good job about keeping that pretty deep.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, it's such like a smashed position that you like...
Right.
I mean... Especially with Jamal Charles on it, like, mid-season we could be scraping that bottom of the barrel pretty quick.
Well, not only that, but, like, I just concerned the workload that C.J. Anderson has had over the last few years. I just worry about that, too.
Yeah, that's a lot of stress to carry. And,
yeah.
I mean, he's definitely, I don't know. Would you put Jamal Charles, I think he's right now officially listed as number two. Running back.
Yeah.
In the depth chart. Do you think he should be switched out on that? Do you think?
I think both of them will definitely make the team because Booker is hurt. I'm worried about Juwan Thompson more than anyone getting cut. Mm-hmm. But, I mean...
What's D'Angelo...
D'Angelo Henderson. Yeah. Like, I'm watching him now. Like, he just knows how to move, man. Like, he's not afraid to take a hit right now. He didn't play for a really, really big team, so college team. So I don't know. I don't really care, man. Like, played for Coastal Carolina. Like we're gonna be fine, no matter who we have back there. That's not my issue. Right. Because we have Mike McCoy, and because his strategy and his game planning is always run, then pass or a little bit of pass, big run. I'm just not worried about it. Like, it to me, it's more about having Trevor Siemian click.
Right. So, yeah. No, I 100% agree.
I just need to come back to that time and time again.
Yeah.
Real quick, Sean, did we do a poll? Is that where for quarterbacks? Is that where we have this crush in the numbers?
That's your department, buddy.
A crush in the numbers.
I could steal it from you again if you want me to.
That's okay. I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
52%. I don't know what that was.
That was from our poll.
Left over, from the last episode. Oh, you're right, yeah. 52% did pick Trevor Siemian.
Yeah. Which, I know the fan, they did a poll as well, and they said that it was close, but Siemian edged out Lynch, and I think clearly everyone's in this all on board now.
Yeah, let's run that poll again and see what happened.
Oh, my gosh. I already said it.
I just want to reiterate that you were wrong. Hey, I got a crush in the number for you. You were wrong.
That's not a number, dumbass.
Oh, yeah.
But I do have... I have a crush in the numbers later on as well. Mm-hmm. Real quick, what do you think about keeping four quarterbacks or having four quarterbacks? I guess let me rephrase that. There's rumors of Mark Sanchez coming back here.
Right. Yeah, there's very mild rumors of it. God, I hope not, to be honest.
Yeah.
There's just no reason. There's absolutely no reason to.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. I mean, Chad Kelly kid?
Yeah, Chad Kelly, yeah. I think he'll be on our practice squad, which I'm fine with because it doesn't really cost us hardly anything to keep him.
Right.
But, I
think Kyle Sloter is definitely capable and fine.
Right. I don't get that concept of having someone, another quarterback around solely because we have John Elway, man. Like, who needs anyone else other than that?
He could play quarterback.
Yeah. All right, let's get on to some
of it's a position that you have to be safe in. I mean,
yeah.
Anything could happen.
I agree.
Paxton Lynch got hurt doing nothing. So
tripping over someone.
Yeah. It happens for sure, man.
I agree. I'll give you that. I don't want to diminish the possibility of us needing someone later on down the line.
Sure.
Because you never know. I'll give you that, yeah.
And it's not like, I don't know. There's not any other good options to fill in Paxton Lynch's spot. I think Kyle Sloter is absolutely fine to fill in that position.
Yeah.
So, Mark Sanchez would be a waste of time, money, and energy.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I agree.
So, yeah, I mean, I feel like we definitely have the competition is over. We have a conclusion to it. Only time's going to tell what's going to happen with it.
Yeah. I agree.
You want to do our...
Let's get our season predictions. Yeah, let's take care of this.
All right. So, September 11th, just around the corner, we got Broncos.
Oh, shit. They play on opener. September 11th?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize. For some reason, I thought it was like the 9th or something. Yeah, it's the 11th. Wow, okay. I'm assuming there's going to be some shindig, I'm sure, for 9/11, right?
I would assume, yeah, probably. Okay. It's the evening game, 8:20.
Yeah, it's our first Monday night game.
Yep. Against the Chargers at home for us. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Win.
Win?
No reason to not have a win.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think we come out strong. Fuck the Chargers.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Right. Let's see. Real quick, read you some info here. Broncos have won the previous six seasons at home, and they are 5-1 of those games. I'm sorry. The Broncos have opened the previous six games at home, and we are 5-1.
Okay. Nice.
So,
I wonder how many of those are against the Chargers.
None.
None.
Because we opened up against, I think, Baltimore twice of those last two.
Sure.
There's Baltimore twice in those
Carolina.
Six seasons. Carolina once for sure. I think it was last the year. Pats. I think we opened up against the Patriots one time.
That might have been lost.
I think so. I need to go back and look. But
son of a bitch.
I know. It's so sad that like that's the one that we probably lost. Yeah.
Yeah, we probably lost that one.
Week 2, September 17th. Cowboys. This is at home again.
Sunday.
Yeah. I'm going to predict a win because Ezekiel Elliott is not playing. Had he been playing, I would have been a little scared to say a win, but I feel pretty confident that we can win this without Ezekiel Elliott.
I would agree with you. Yeah, 100%.
Also, our secondary is good enough that we don't need to worry about what's his name? Not Deion Sanders, wide receiver for the Cowboys, famous, really good.
Oh, shit!
Like to catch the ball with one hand. I don't remember. Clearly not making a impression on me. Slightly overrated, not slightly, but a lot.
Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant. There we go. Same draft class as Barris Thomas as well. If you didn't know that. Little trivia for you there. Easy win, Sean? Close victory?
I would say a solid win. I don't know if I would say... Yeah, I would say a win.
Okay.
I don't want to say, like, we're going to blow them out of the water, but I think it's going to be a good game. But I think it's going to be a win.
Yeah. All right. It's 2-0. 2-0 going into week 3.
I'll take it. Not a bad start. Pretty easy as far as like what our schedule holds for us for the season. We kind of open up pretty easily.
Right. Week 3, we are away and we are in Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't sound fun. Thoughts on this game, Sean?
I think we win because the Bills suck.
Okay.
Yeah. They lost against the Vikings, the Eagles, the Ravens. So far in preseason.
I have not heard great things about moves that they've made over the offseason.
Yeah, I haven't heard much.
So, yeah. I will say, though, I'm concerned that this is a loss because we are not at home. And we are still not clicking on all cylinders yet.
Okay. So you're going to put it down as a loss against the Bills.
It's a... It's an 11 o'clock game for us. Oof. I think we can win it. I think we can win it. I'll go win.
Okay.
All right. Here's a good one. Broncos Raiders at home.
Whew. I'm going to say... Man, I'm going to say a win because it's at home.
I think purely because we are at home, that's a win.
Yeah. I think, man. I think they're still working on a lot more kinks than we're working out at this point.
Yeah. Well, and I would also say they're the Raiders.
Right.
So nothing in their history tells me that they're ready for great things to happen to them.
Yeah, I mean, last season, they definitely stepped it up a notch.
Right, but I don't know.
I honestly think it's going to be close, but I think we're going to eke out
the win. Absolutely. I think the game is going to be close.
Yeah.
I think in terms of... divisional records and whatnot, I don't think that they will be as good as everyone says that they will be.
Yeah, for sure. Do we probably don't want to put like scores down, right?
No, we'll wait for the week to week.
Okay.
So next
But I do think it's gonna be close. I mean, I think it's gonna be within I don't know, maybe a field goal.
Field goal or a point or two or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll edge them out. And next week, by the way, guys, we will have another we'll record it again next week. Maybe we'll do it on Thursday night when the season opener for the NFL starts.
Yeah.
Patriots Chiefs, which interests me somewhat just because it is the Chiefs. So I'd love to see the Chiefs lose. And I think they're in New England. So
yeah,
might be one of those few times in life where you root for the Patriots.
The only time in your life.
Real quick, Sean, game update. We're still, it's still 2-0. Kyle Sloter is, I think this is basically, he is running this entire show for the rest of the game. It's first quarter, about 2 minutes left, and he's not moving the ball right now. So they're trying to run the ball, and it's not working out too well. So
just every person that you want to put your faith in just sucks, huh?
Apparently. I'm glad we're friends, Sean.
don't put your faith in me. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right. So
yeah, man.
Sean,
it's gonna be a close one. But
go ahead.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be a close game.
Yeah.
But I think they have a little more. They got a bigger hill to climb than us. So.
I would totally agree, and I think that's more than anything. I think that's telling about our season and their season and why we might be more successful than them.
Right.
Sean, this is where I get really depressed with this season.
Okay.
Because our bye week is week 5.
Yeah.
So we've only got a quarter of the season and we have a bye week. I'm concerned that it's going to kill momentum for us.
Well, yeah, it could for sure, especially right now we're leaning towards like an undefeated season so far.
right. So yeah, I mean, maybe we're a little optimistic with one of those four games. I theoretically, I could see them going 3-1 of these four games.
Yeah.
Of these three, Sean, who do they lose to?
Of the first three?
First four.
If we lose anybody, it'll be to the Raiders, I think.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I agree. I think.
I don't think we will, but if I had to pick one.
Right. Right. And I would say, I think I would probably go Cowboys.
Okay.
Just because Dak Prescott is a little bit more unpredictable. Derek Carr is not a runner like Dak Prescott, and is Phillip Rivers still playing? He still plays, right?
Yeah.
God, he's old.
He's like 34.
Yeah.
He's like our age.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on to week 6.
So here's the good news. After a bye week, we're going to play the Giants. So.
And they're terrible, right?
They're awful.
Good. So yeah, I had this down as a win as well.
They lost to the Browns in preseason.
Yeah.
So.
They
did beat the Jets, apparently.
Well, it's the Jets. It's like.
Yeah.
You know, what's the difference between diarrhea and throwing up? Not much.
It's where they're coming out of.
All right. So here's an interesting game, Sean. We're at L.A. with the Chargers. The L.A. Superchargers.
Man, do I make this my first? No, I'm gonna say win.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say loss.
Okay.
Because we're in LA, I feel like sometimes when we're in Phillip Rivers' house, we for some reason lose. So.
Yeah.
I feel like the last few games that we played in San Diego, they've become real close, too close for comfort. And the hype of the Broncos in LA, the Chargers in LA, I'm worried about distractions. So, I don't know. I think that this could be a loss.
Okay. Yeah. I still think it's going to be a win.
Right.
I think this will be closer than the first game,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Yeah, man. I don't see it. I don't think it's gonna happen.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I don't
think it
matters playing at home for them anymore because they don't really have a home. So
right.
Fuck those guys.
That's true. They don't really have a home.
Homeless. Yeah.
I guess
I don't know. I don't know what the sentiment of LA is. Are they like really embracing the Chargers? Is it like a?
To me, I thought that was more what the Rams were doing, but remember that the Chargers are not in LA like the Rams are.
Right.
The Rams are in LA. Like they're playing in the Coliseum, currently.
But eventually, the Rams and the Chargers will share a stadium in LA.
Right. Well, actually not in LA, in Anaheim.
Yeah, well, okay.
Which is more suburbia.
Sure.
I mean, it's the difference of the Dodgers who play in LA and the Angels who play basically next door to Disneyland.
Right.
So it is a different crowd, I'll say.
Yeah.
Anaheim's more like a Broncos season ticket holder kind of crowd, I'll say.
Okay.
Not afraid to eat some cheese and sip on some wine.
But you would say overall, right now, you feel like LA's more of a Rams fan. I mean, they're supporting the Rams
absolutely,
more than Charter.
Absolutely. Like, especially seeing that all or nothing.
That's true, yeah.
Last year, like, the fans are in it.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that is a benefit for us.
Right. Right. I'll give you that, yeah.
Definitely not as big of a deal, so. All right. Moving on to the Chiefs.
Very important game.
Yeah.
In Kansas City, win or loss?
I think it's my first loss of the season.
Okay, I'm going to say this is my second loss of the season. So, Sean, this is... I don't know. To me, they're dangerous at home, and I don't really have anything else to say other than that. Like, it's just a... Tyreek Hill still scares me.
Yeah. They improved so much last season.
Right.
And nothing changed for him this season.
Right.
So
Alex Smith is still somewhat of a threat to me because he still can run. Even though he's getting older, he still can run.
Right. Yeah.
It's a loss for me. Now, this is where it gets interesting because we are again away at the Eagles.
Yeah.
So this is the third game away. So we fly from LA, from Denver to LA, back to Denver, to Kansas City. Kansas City isn't that big of a deal because it's not that far away. Back to Denver, and then all the way out to Philadelphia. Philadelphia hasn't made a huge, I want to say, dent in the market. Carson Wentz is still their quarterback. And it's going to come down to our secondary, but I think because we'll be tired, I think I'm going to call this a loss.
Okay. I'm going to say it's a win.
I'm going to say a traveling loss. Okay. Then week, gosh, what are we on? I don't even know what we're on.
Jeez. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There you go.
Change that.
All right. So week 6.
No, week 9.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, my bad.
November 12th, Patriots at home.
I'm going to say it's a loss.
I think if we had a little bit more of an idea of how Simeon is going to be this season, I think I would feel more confident saying a win, but I think it's going to be tough. This may be one of those wins where our defense wins it for us, but... With Tom Brady, even though we have Von Miller, so this is coming back home after being on the road for 3 weeks. That bye is really going to be key, Sean.
Yeah.
Like, looking at, like, if we look at the first 8 games of our season, after 4 games, we're both saying that we're 4-0. After 8 games, we adjust to. I adjust to 4-3, and you adjust to. What is that? 1-2. So you adjust to 5-2. 4-3 is a lot different than 5-2. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, that's playoffs or not playoffs.
Right. I think these games right here are key. November 19th, Bengals come to town. This is our 10th game, 11th week. What do you think?
I think it's a win because it's at home. And we'll be coming off of a loss from the Patriots. Usually fires us up.
I would agree.
Especially when I feel like anytime you play against Tom Brady, I feel like the next time... It seems for us, at least, every time after we played against Tom Brady, it just our whole team has stepped up a notch.
Right. It creates some, I don't know what the word is. People are, they coalesce around, you know, what it means to be a team, essentially, I feel like.
Yeah.
So with this win Sean, I just looked. So I predicted that they lose at the Chargers, they lose at the Chiefs, they lose at the Eagles, and then we lose at the Patriots. So that's four losses in a row.
Yeah.
Which is brutal.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
I know. So that puts us at 6-4 right there under my predictions. You have two more wins, so you are 8-2.
Yeah.
8-2 is a lot different than 6-4.
Big time.
Okay, we're in Oakland next, soon to be Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Win or loss?
I'm going to say another win.
I'm going to say another win as well.
Yeah.
I think if we win the first game, I think that sets us up for a win after losing a few games to some teams on the road.
And again, it goes back to, like, I don't know. I feel like we're playing a lot of teams who their cities hate them right now. Because
right.
they're leaving or moving. Right. Or they just moved there and nobody cares about them. So, yeah, I think there's no real stadium impact there. I think the Raiders have a tough season as well. So I think by the time we get to them again, I'm thinking it's going to be a close one again, but we're going to win for sure.
I totally agree.
All right.
All right.
The Dolphins.
Dolphins in Miami. They have a much better team, I will say.
They do. But they're still the Dolphins.
They're still the Dolphins.
So I'm going to say a win.
I'm going to say a win as well. I just don't know if Adam Gase can pull off a win against this defense.
Yeah, I mean, we've got such a strong defense going into this, and their offense, I mean, they're okay, but
right.
yeah, it's not going to hold them.
Right. Jets? Do we even need to talk about the Jets?
No, that might as well be a bye week.
It's a home win. It's a home with the Jets. I mean, if we lose that game, I mean, we're beyond salvageable.
Yeah. Yeah, something horrible happened. Like.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
All right, Colts. We're in Indianapolis. It's kind of a tough one for me. Win lose.
I'm gonna say. Let's see. Where are we? We're at week 15. I say we win. Only because by this time the Colts are beaten down pretty bad.
Okay. So I'm looking at this game and the Redskins game. I think we lose one of them.
Okay.
It's kind of a toss-up to me as to which one. What do you think? Do you see us losing to the Redskins? Let me ask you that.
At the Redskins. I think more likely we're going to lose to the Redskins than the Colts.
All right, fair enough. So we can split the difference then, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, so I'll say loss in Indy. You're going to say loss in,
yeah.
in D.C.
Yeah.
I'll say win in D.C., loss in Indy. Last game at home, Chiefs. This could have some serious playoff implications by this time.
Yeah. Especially if we're going by your count.
Right. Doesn't that scare you?
I'm going to say it's going to be a win.
I think we're going to edge out a win, too. It's going to be such an important game. Defense is going to step up, help out the offense if the offense needs the help.
Yeah. It's at home. It's a huge advantage for us.
Huge. Huge.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a win. I think it's going to be a needed win is why it's going to be a win.
Wow. Okay. So I have them at 1, 2, 3, 4, 11-5. That seems very generous.
So I'm 9.
No, you have 1, 2.
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You have them at 12 or 14 and or sorry, 12 and yeah, 13-3.
Yeah.
Do you think that these are optimistic predictions.
What did you said you had? What were you?
13
were you
or 11-5. 11-5.
And I was at 13.
And 3, yeah. I'll double check yours. 1.
So two, we'll average hers out. We'll say they're a 12.
12-4 team.
12-4 team. Does that get us to the playoffs?
Oh, absolutely. Year? Yeah, last year the Raiders and the Chiefs were both 12-4, and they both made the playoffs.
Okay. So I think if we average hers out, we're both being maybe a little bit optimistic. But
Here I got a crushing the numbers.
Okay.
Crushing the numbers.
Jeff Legwald wrote a lengthy piece on the Broncos schedule. He's like the Denver ESPN reporter now. And he did the same exact thing, and his number was 10-5.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 10-6. 10-6. And he has us winning that Chiefs game.
Oh, okay.
He has us losing in Buffalo. He has us losing in Kansas City, which we said as well. He has us winning in Philadelphia, losing against the Patriots at home, winning against the Bengals at home, losing against the Dolphins in Miami, losing against the Raiders in Oakland, obviously winning against the Jets, losing against the Colts, and then winning that Redskins game. 10-6. I don't think that we're that far off. I think we're being generous, though. I think we need to look at the Miami game and the Buffalo game as those two games, I think, are the games where we need to consider win losses, perhaps even one of the Chiefs games, one of the Raiders games.
I could see one of the Raiders games going the other way. I still don't think the Bills have anything there.
So let me put it this way, Sean. A 3-game swing for me, for what I'm suggesting, puts our team at 8-8, which is officially ESPN's prediction. I'm pulling up. Here's even more crushing the numbers.
Crushing the numbers.
They have us projected to be 8-8. We have a 14% chance of winning the division, 30% chance of making the playoff, and less than a 1% chance than getting to the Super Bowl. Excuse me, winning the Super Bowl, not getting to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts us 8-8. If there's a 3-game swing on your end, they're 10-6, just as Legwold said, and I think we're still at least in wild card, solidly in wild card implications.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I think, I don't know. Here's my prediction. I honestly feel this way. I think that the Broncos are going to be first in the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly think we're going to end up at least 11-5. And I'm guessing higher than that, though.
Okay. I mean, clearly between the two of us, the possibility is ripe. I just think that what did I say? I said the Bills, the Dolphins, and then one of the Raiders games that we both predicted wins for both games. I think those are the games that we're gonna need to seriously watch.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's definitely gonna be some tough spots. And again, we don't know what's gonna happen yet. We have a lot of unanswered questions at this point.
Right.
But we're gonna see. And
right.
I'm excited to see.
Super so, excited.
Yeah. Well, this has been going on for a long time. So. I do want to say, I know Gunnar Kane. He's a big supporter of the show. Love that guy. He asked a question last week, or the last time we tried to record, and it didn't work out. But I want to extend a big shout-out to him, and thank you. Looking forward to all your questions in the upcoming season. We did have one question that we did want to bring back up. Broncos GB at 74 Broncos asked, what's your view on the D-line? I think at GOTUS 96 will break
which
out
is,
for this year.
Which is Adam Gotsis, yeah.
Yeah. Opposite of the great Derek Wolf.
Right.
And at UK, Broncos UK.
I've been watching Gotsis, and he's nuts, man. I don't know what happened between last season and this season. Like, if he went and got advice from someone, but he knows how to play now.
Yeah.
I think that we are solid with our defense. Again, like, there's just no fault at all in our defense. I can't find it.
Sure. Yeah, I 100% agree, man.
So long as we have a healthy Shane Ray, I think we're perfectly okay.
Totally agree. Yeah. I think I'm really looking forward to watching our defense play this year. I think our offense is in line to be a lot better than we've seen in the past couple of years. Yeah, man. I think there's a lot of hopefully good things just around the bend for us.
So. I'm a little bit more optimistic about this season now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just concerned about those three games, and we'll go from there.
That's all you can do, man. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
Sounds good, man.
Thank you guys so much for joining us again on another fun-filled episode of the Crush Report. Like always, if you could subscribe to us on iTunes, like us, leave a review. That definitely helps the show to grow and more people to find it. We're super excited for this season. We can't wait to see what's going to go on. We're really looking forward to all the fun things that we want to do and try out for the season and watch the community grow. Thank you guys so much for being a part of that. We really look forward to getting back into this every week. I know we kind of dipped off for a second there, but we are officially back, and we're really excited. If you could find us on anything that you could find podcasts on, basically, we're on Google Play, iTunes, all that stuff. If you have a question for us, we love participating with you guys. We're all about that. We're a fan cast, not a podcast. So anytime you guys communicate with us, we'd love to talk about what you guys are interested in. If you have questions that you want us to talk about on the show, or if you have an opinion you want read out on the show, you could always reach us on our Twitter account, at Crush Report. That's at CRUSHREPORT. You can reach myself at Sean Porter. You can reach Eric at
Eric DeMunoz.
But yeah, reach out to us. Talk to us. We want to hear what you guys have to say. We want to hear what your guys' opinions are of this season. Do you guys think that our predictions are way off? What are your predictions? Yeah, we want to hear what your guys' predictions for the season are for sure. We're looking forward to this community growing and being as active in it as we possibly can. Check out our website. We're always trying to update that. We have some new stuff coming out there. Check out the YouTube channel. You can see us film this live. I don't really want to see who we are because we're not good looking. That's why we do podcasts. Disgusting.
Right.
It's like two trade wrecks inside of a sack of corn. I don't know. It's disgusting. But yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming up. If you have other ideas that you want to hear us talk about or people to have on the show, obviously we probably can't get anybody famous because we're not famous. Right. But yeah. If you want to hear more guests or more other people's opinions, I'd love to hear what you guys' thoughts are. So just let us know.
Sean?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to doing this next week and the week after that, and the week after that, and the week after that, and the week after that.
Yeah, for the next 50 years, my friend.
And there's one other thing I want to say.
Yeah.
Go Broncos!
Go Broncos!